Unit 12. Great Britain's Industrial Revolution.
The Industrial Revolution began in Great Britain and brought about profound changes that completely transformed British society. Early inventions, such as the flying shuttle and the spinning jenny, sped up the slow, tedious process of making clothes by hand. Before long, large machines were developed that could manufacture textiles and other goods in mass quantities, making Great Britain the world's first industrialized nation. The Industrial Revolution improved the nation's economy, and it greatly altered the way people lived, both for the better and the worse. First off, mass production allowed Britain's businesses to meet the growing demands of the nation's skyrocketing population. Previously, goods such as clothing had been made one item at a time by women who often worked out of their homes. The rise of factories meant that clothing and other goods could be produced in bulk by teams. Instead of individually making articles from scratch, factory workers labored side by side on an assembly line. Working on large manufacturing machines, each worker was responsible for only one part of the entire process. This radically sped up textile production and made goods cheaper and easier to come by for the general public. As a result, people from the lower and middle classes could afford to buy better quality clothes and other merchandise that had previously been too expensive for them. On the other hand, the hundreds of factories that had sprung up throughout the nation brought a number of problems with them. To begin with, the factories generated thick smog that hung in the air and sickened the people who lived nearby. Life within the factories was in no way easy either. Employees, often poor women and children, were given very few breaks and paid a small sum for long hours of monotonous work that could total 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. Britain's factory owners also employed many children from orphanages or the streets at one-third the going rate and ordered them to do dangerous work. Furthermore, it wasn't uncommon for young workers to be mutilated by the hazardous equipment they worked with, in which case they lost their jobs without any compensation. While the Industrial Revolution began in Great Britain, it then spread to the rest of Europe and the United States, modernizing their societies as well. Eventually, inventions from both continents were passed back and forth, which had a major impact on transportation, technology, and city development. Today, we continue to enjoy the comforts brought to us by the Industrial Revolution, such as the availability of a wide variety of goods and the ability to travel from city to city in little time. However, we are constantly striving for new advances that could further improve our way of living.